Here's a thought I'll title Response Before Capture. Yesterday, I was asked if I had any rituals I use when I'm out photographing, and I assume what she meant in her question was not something religious, but rather routines. Was there something I would do as a routine to prepare myself to make pictures? And the more I thought about her question, the more I realized that I actually do have a sort of a precursor to clicking the shutter that I use with consistency. And this is something that I talked about at great length with Guy Tall when I interviewed him a number of years ago, because he has exactly the same feeling. And that precursor is simply this: don't photograph unless you have a strong connection to the subject or the moment or the mood or feeling that you have. In other words, your response to the world needs to come before you pull out the camera and click the shutter. And I think in some regards, this is simply a matter of reverse engineering. How do you know how to take the picture unless you know something about how you want it to be rendered in the final print? It doesn't mean you're going to stand there and do Lightroom controls in the field, but it means that you know how you feel about a subject. You know what it makes you think, how it makes you respond. And those add up to the various ways you can interpret the scene photographically. Is it a high contrast scene or a low contrast scene? Do you want to crop it this way or that way? Is this likely to be a color image or a black and white image? If you don't have some response before you click the shutter, then all you're doing is sort of randomly capturing things. And that's a method that does work. I mean, we have Gary Winogrand in our photographic history, and that's kind of what he did, was randomly shoot on the street, and then he would find the images later by editing his contact sheets. So it's a valid method. But when you're out in the landscape in particular, or even when you're doing studio work or macro work, I'm not sure that technique works. I think it's a better strategy to respond before you capture, and then have that response influence all the various photographic decisions that you need to make, knowing perfectly well that eventually you're going to process the image, and so some of those decisions in the field might end up getting reversed or done differently. You can always change your mind. But randomly clicking away in the hopes that you'll capture something interesting with no response beforehand is a kind of an empty way to go out photographing. There's sort of a numbness to it that I find uncomfortable. So I guess I do have a little bit of a ritual, which is to not pick up the camera until I've first experienced something or felt something or thought something or seen something that touches me. Then I pull out the camera, then I click the shutter, and hope for the best in terms of processing and the eventual use of that image, maybe in a project or something. I guess, said another way, my philosophy in the field is to be patient. That is to say, you don't just go out snapping pictures because you think it'll make a good photograph. Sure, you hope it'll make a good photograph, but the response you have to the scene is more important than the fact that you might be able to make a good photograph if you just had the right camera and lens and all the rest of it. Making photographs is not the objective. Having experiences, feeling something, and then passing that along through the photograph, that's the objective. So feelings come first, photography comes second.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.